The Synod of Bishops underway here in the Vatican entered its last week on Monday, and here at Vatican Radio, we've been doing our best to grab as many of them as we can before they head back home. Charles Collins caught up with Bishop Gerald Kikanis from Tucson, Arizona, Vice President of the U.S. Catholic Bishops Conference. Bishop Kikanis said he has been greatly moved by the stories of fellow bishops, especially from third world countries who recount tales of great suffering and persecution, but also, he says, of great courage and hope. But he laughs when the bishops began discussing how to communicate most effectively through their homilies. He wasn't quite expecting this.
One of the bishops told about a priest who was giving his homily, and the lady in the pew was crying, and he thought, my gosh, I've made such a powerful impact on her with my words. And he talked to her afterwards, and she said that the beard that he had reminded her of her goat that had died a couple of days before, and that was what she was struggling with. See, sometimes as preachers, we don't know the pain and the struggles that people are having, and sometimes we think our words are meeting their needs, but actually they may not be. Probably one of the most powerful sharings was Cardinal Deli from Iraq, when he spoke on some of the continued suffering that his people are experiencing in Iraq. He called it a Calvary, and how painful it is to see the schools closed, very little opportunities for people living in constant fear and a worry about the lives of their families or their own lives. Of course, this is not something we experience day to day in the United States, but to hear his intervention was, a powerful experience for all of the bishops, and there was a wonderful applause as a sign of support to him and to his people.
Now, going back to the preaching aspect, I know this is a particular concern of yours. How effective is such an international gathering in addressing preaching, considering the different cultures people find themselves in, the different uses of language? For example, what would be a good homily in Tucson might be completely different than what would be a good homily in Cork. How can people from different cultures come together to improve something like preaching and it be effective?
I mean, I think it's clear as you listen to bishops that regardless of what country they come from, all of us see the importance of the homily in the Eucharistic assembly, because it's there that most of our people have an experience of the Word of God in any kind of regular way. And if the homily is able to speak to people's lives and relate the Scriptures to the issues and concerns that are germinating in their hearts, it's a good homily, and it's a homily that is helping to make the Word of God relevant and meaningful in their lives. So I think all of us realize the importance of it. I think there's been a lot of emphasis on doing a little more in seminary education to prepare preachers to live a biblical spirituality, so that when they give the homily, it is not just an academic exercise, but something that really is touching the hearts of people because it rings true in their own lives. So I think there's a lot of commonality in terms of how bishops see the importance of the homily and the necessary spiritual formation of people who are going to give homilies.
Now, there's been a very strong ecumenical emphasis at this synod, much of it on biblical study, on biblical scholarship. But you're from Tucson, Arizona, in the United States, where ecumenism is a little bit unique, because instead of dealing with one major confession, you deal with many other confessions. Do you think there's something that Catholics might learn from other Christian denominations when it comes to things like homiletics? For example, evangelical preachers or even in the mainstream things, do you think mainstream denominations, do you think that they have something to teach us on preaching?
You know, there are a number of areas where ecumenism benefits and strengthens our individual efforts. I know in the Diocese of Tucson, we've had tremendous ecumenical cooperation around the question of immigration, welcoming the stranger. And I think also in the area of preaching and biblical study, there's a tremendous bond that exists between us as Christian churches, because we do place importance on the Word of God, understanding that Word, proclaiming that Word, communicating that Word in an effective and meaningful way. And so it's been a wonderful experience really at the Synod to hear from the fraternal delegates who come from other Christian churches and to hear the importance of the Word of God in their churches and how pleased they are that Pope Benedict picked this topic for the Synod, because it is a unifying theme for us as Christians in terms of the Word of God, its importance. And so I think it is an opportunity for us to work together, whether it's in the distribution of Bibles or in understanding better how to proclaim the Word in homilies or in sermons. So there's a lot of connectedness, I think, that we can benefit from.
And now completely changing tacks quickly, as you are the Vice President of the Bishops' Conference. Of course, the United States is in election fever right
yes.
now. Can you tell us something about, no matter what, of course, the McCain or Obama, it's a new administration, there'll be new paths taken. Can you tell us what the U.S. Church would like to see from a new administration in the U.S.?
Clearly, there are many things on the minds of Americans as they go to the polling places this November. Obviously, the most imminent concern, I think, for most people is the economy and the worry about their future, about their families. And so the new administration is certainly going to have to address this very difficult worldwide situation that we find ourselves in today. And I think one of the things the Holy Father said the other day is that sometimes we see material things and success as where we place our confidence. But obviously these things sometimes are not as sure and as firm as we might think they are. And so I think it's an opportune time for the nation to begin to look at what can we place our trust in and where can we turn with confidence. And I think the Word of God is certainly something that is sure in people's lives and provides the kind of hope and strength that they're looking for. But I think that the administration certainly is going to have to address that issue. I think the issue of war and the situation in Iraq, which Cardinal Dell'E described as still tremendously worrisome and difficult as the people of Iraq are trying to get their lives together. I think the new administration will have to help to create a new impression of the United States in the world scene, that we're there not to exercise power or control over other nations, but there to assist them in their own struggles for freedom and the dignity of the people in their particular country. And certainly for us as a church, the life issues, the importance of the dignity of human life from conception till natural death is a, certainly an issue that we face in many ways in the United States and need to address. As you know, the Bishops' Conference in the United States has really identified five priorities that are important to us as a conference and that we hope to make some strategic progress on during these few years up to 2011. And in that strategic plan, we hope to address the issue of the life and dignity of the human person, how to strengthen marriage, which is, of course, an institution under great challenge today, how to foster and develop vocations to the priesthood and consecrated life, how to share the faith or hand on the faith to the next generation, what's called faith formation and sacramental practice, and then how to celebrate the multicultural diversity of the church as it exists in the United States, and what a blessing that is, and how to help our people to see the blessing that diversity is. So all five of those issues are issues that certainly have some involvement in the public arena, and the hope that the administration will begin to address important issues to the well-being of our community.
Bishop Gerald Kikanis from Tucson, Arizona, is Vice President of the U.S. Catholic Bishops' Conference.